This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa 'azimi sultanik. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have this beautiful tradition about the trust. All of us have some kind of power, and it is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how we should be accountable for the way we fulfill, shoulder our responsibilities. The greater our power, the greater the responsibility. So join me as I read the hadith, translate it, and explain its beautiful meanings so that we can beautify and enhance our practice of Islam, our conduct, and the way we carry ourselves in our family and the society. May Allah bless us all to do that. مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَسْتَرْعِهِ اللَّهُ رَعِيَّةِ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لِرَعِيَّتِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ الرَّابِي مَعَ قَلْبُ الْيَسَارِ الْمَصْدَرَ صَحِيحُ مُسْلِمْ. Anyone who has been appointed by Allah to rule over a people, if he were to die while betraying their trust, paradise will be forbidden for them. Narrator is Ma'qal ibn Yasar. He died in Hijra 50, and the source is Sahih Muslim. The narrator Ma'qal ibn Yasar was a famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He embraced Islam before the Pact Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. He participated in the Bay'ah of Ridwan because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singled out those who made that pact. That he is well pleased with them. Caliph Umar appointed him as a governor of Basra. Of course, he is the one who dug the famous well there called Bir Ma'qal, where he died in Basra. This tradition, Ma'qal ibn Yasar narrated, of course, he may have narrated it on other occasions. He narrated, but in this report, they narrated the above tradition to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. He was a governor of Iraq for Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Ubayd visited Ma'qal ibn Yasar radiallahu anhu when Ma'qal was in his deathbed. Ubaydullah was notorious for his ruthlessness, even as the so-called Caliph Yazid ibn Muawiyah was. Ma'qal used the opportunity to advise Ubaydullah. He reminded him that he is saying this to him in this critical moment while awaiting death. He did so to impress upon him that his advice was out of compassion for him, to save his akhirah. Nasiha, as we have described before, explaining the beautiful hadith, Ad-Din wa Nasiha. Nasiha is a duty of every Muslim. We were to do so, and what is the purpose of Nasiha? To improve the situation and to not to make it worse or expose the person we are advising. Ma'qal radiallahu anhu wanted to remind Ubaydullah of the critical responsibility that comes with the power, so that he improves his performance, the way he conducts himself as a ruler, as a governor. The degree of responsibility starts with one's responsibility. In the family, as the Prophet said, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum masulun an ra'iyyati. We have already covered this hadith, but I must mention it. Wal amiru ra'in wal rajulu ra'in ala ahli baytihi wal maratu ra'iyyatun ala bayti zawjiha. Everyone is like a shepherd, responsible for the herd under his or her care. The ruler is a shepherd, responsible for the welfare of the people. A man is a shepherd over his family. Likewise, a woman is a shepherd over the household. The greater the power, the greater is the responsibility. The responsibility entails, what do we do? What is required of us if you have power? We must exert ourselves to the utmost to bring benefit, to protect, to safeguard, and remove harm from those under our care. Any negligence on our part is considered a betrayal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, betrayal of trust. And the consequences, grave indeed. It will deprive us of paradise. In another report, Prophet said, those who betray their trust will not even smell the fragrance of paradise. The fragrance of paradise can be experienced even as far as 70-month journey distance, far away. Yet those who betray the trust, they cannot even get the smell of paradise. It was this sense of responsibility that deprived the pious Caliph Umar of sleep. He was busy at night scouting the streets of Medina. Caliph Umar, I am mentioning, to make sure that his subjects were faring well. Umar is the one who said, if a mountain goat were to fall from a cliff and perish, I am afraid I would have to account for it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I saw mountain goat, you know, climbing the cliffs while I was going, you know, through United Emirates, you know, tallest mountain. They are mountain goats. It reminded me of the saying of Umar al-Khattab, if that mountain goat on the cliff were to fall, Umar said, I am afraid that Allah will ask me to account why you did not pave the way, make the way safe for that mountain goat. That is the sense of responsibility that Islam instills in the rulers. Thanks to his awareness of responsibility, he reminded people saying, may Allah bless those, Rahim Allahu imra'an ahda ilayya ayubi. May Allah bless those who points out my faults to me. There, that is the best gift you can give me. You cannot give me any better gift than pointing out my faults to me so that I can improve myself, I can correct myself. And we have another beautiful example from Umar, how he applied it. It was on November. He wanted to propose, put a limit on the amount of power a woman can demand from her husband. As soon as he announced that intention, a woman from the woman's side stood up and said, Umar, you have no right to do so. When Allah says, if you were to give the miqdar a mountain of gold, you cannot take it away from them. So you have no authority to do so when Allah did not put a limit on the mahr in the Quran. No sooner he heard her advice, Umar immediately backed out. And he corrected himself. Asabat imra'atun wa akhta Umar. That woman is right and Umar is wrong. I am sorry, I withdrew. Umar also said, beautiful example. I said it in my interview with the Arab News when I was visiting. They asked me, what is the advice you give us? I said, the best advice I can give to every Muslim is this. This Ummah will go down when people are afraid of criticizing the rulers and the rulers are unwilling to accept criticism. This applies to us. In every organization, every center, every mosque, every country, every community. May Allah honor us to apply this golden rule. Unfortunately, today we find most of those in power thinking of themselves beyond accountability. Nobody questioned them. Nobody can ask them any question. because they are beyond criticism. They consider power as an excuse to exploit, tyrannize, and enslave people. And they also consider the public treasury as their fiefdom. The Prophet was warning such people. And he also set the best example for rulers to follow. There are many, many examples from the story, seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to narrate just one simple story. His daughter Fatima radiallahu anha heard that some funds have arrived in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fatima radiallahu anha was a very weak, feeble-bodied person. She was exhausted by hard labor. She had to go to distant wells to fetch water, and she had to carry the firewood on her back, and she had to grind and do everything by herself. She was exhausted terribly. So she thought, here is an opportunity for her to ask some help of a maid from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She thought it would be great. And she presented herself before Rasulullah. Then the Prophet of Mercy said, I cannot give you a maid, leaving the people of Suffa starving. So I give you a better advice. You know, every day, night, before you retire to bed, you should say, repeat Allahu Akbar 34 times. Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times. That is better for you than having a maid for help. Ali radiallahu anhu is the one, Ali the husband of Fatima radiallahu anhu. And Huma, both of them, companion, one is the daughter of Rasulullah, another cousin of Rasulullah, husband of Fatima. Ali radiallahu anhu said, since the Prophet gave us this advice, I never left this practice of saying Allahu Akbar 34 times, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times before retiring to bed. Lessons that we can learn from this beautiful hadith: power brings responsibility. Power is not an excuse for us to exploit it, to play gods on people. The higher the degree of power, the greater the responsibility. So nobody should think that is only applicable to rulers. Every one of us has some degree of power. The Prophet said, the man of the house is responsible for the family, and so is the woman of the house responsible for the household. Neglect or complacency about discharging responsibility is a grave sin, one of the gravest of sins, actually. The consequences are grave indeed. If we do so, it would deprive us paradise, and we will not even have a chance to smell the fragrance of paradise, let alone enter it. Remember, the fragrance of paradise can be felt from a distance of 70 months journey. Therefore, we must do our best to fulfill our responsibilities, the responsibility, whatever responsibility or praise on our shoulders, most seriously and diligently. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.